talking about?
I was not able to explain to you in the 3 seconds before we went on the air what we were talking about. So that's why I just said, nothing.
Paula Broadwell is going to join the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All right. Cool.
Take
She's
over.
A hoot, I hear. A lot of fun. Fun girl.
I don't know about being a hoot. I'll tell you who is a hoot. Jennifer Horn's a hoot. Roberta Fasanelli's a hoot. And Richie has his moments as well. The Smart Mom Tip of the Day, winner of that contest coming up in this hour of the Good Day program, plus a little retro visit. Last week we were talking about you not having the right to smoke. Indoors, outdoors, no place. So as a result of that discussion, which I believe took place on Friday here on Good Day, I had a number of people, and I don't know whether this was true on Facebook or not. You can check that out if you don't mind, Jennifer. The email that I get from people, here's John who says, do you realize, and of course this is what we said on the air, that smoking causes $94 billion a year in medical bills?
That's a lot.
And $96 billion a year in lost productivity.
That's a lot, too.
As part of the conversation. I don't know if you heard that or not, but it's if you didn't hear the conversation, I think it was an hour number two and three.
I understand. Did ask this on Facebook, too, by the way.
And what'd you get?
Well, our question was, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a ban on smoking in parks. What do you think about cigarette bans? Do you agree with the idea that you can buy cigarettes, but you can't smoke them? Chris said, what does this have to do with the new marijuana laws? He's looking forward to that one. Cindy said, sure, buy them, smoke them if you want. But people have the right not to be subjected to the smoke in park. But she said, come on, in parks, it's outside. Mickey said, any limitation on our freedoms I can't agree with. If you own a restaurant and want to allow indoor smoking, what's to say that you can't? It's ridiculous. Now they're banning it outside. Let's just enact prohibition so we can create more drug lords to push tobacco. Maybe when the U.S. continues to lose the war on drugs, they'll figure it out. Janet McFadden, Richie, said, when I go to a park, I want to smell clean air. If you want to smoke, do it at your house.
My Sterling wife is said, totally anti-smoking.
Sterling said, Americans just voted overwhelmingly for a nanny state. No pity from me for any new lost freedoms or choking regulations. Leslie gave a personal account. She said, I watched my children suffer from asthma. Any amount of smoke sends her spouse into asthma attack. Even watched my dad, who later developed asthma. Mm-hmm. Don't mind the smoker smoking outside or at a bar if they want, but we stopped in a restaurant that posted hours for smoking in Michigan a few years ago, and one person actually lit up, and they were a few tables away. And, you know, that's if you have a severe thing that causes an asthma attack, that's not good. Non-smokers have rights, too, is what Leslie said. Christine said, I think it's a courtesy issue. People should not smoke near other people or children out of respect for them.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it should be mandated or encouraged.
Yeah, it's courtesy. We have fewer and fewer people who are courteous in our society. And well, this is a direct example.
John brought up a good point. He said, guns are legal to buy, but you can't shoot them in a public park. And that's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Your thoughts now. To go one step further with this, the city of New York has had apparently a problem for the last year or so. And now there's a dictate from the mayor's office. And I looked at the headline, Roberta, Bloomberg strikes again. New York City bans food donations to the homeless. The public desires to do good things. Mm-hmm. So the mayor says, you can't do this, doesn't settle well. And so the food police, I'm looking at some of the sidebar stories here.
Government here to protect you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So anyway, there are all kinds of examples of people. Jennifer and I have talked about this. No bagels because it has too much salt in it. So if you're homeless and hungry, you can't have a bagel because it's got too much salt.
You realize the irony of this. I mean, Bloomberg is of the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
And he's not allowing bagels. This is almost like sacrilegious.
In New York City.
In New York City.
Where they sell more bagels per capita than anywhere
bagel
in the United
capital.
States.
Right. Yeah. It does seem to be this is a little over the top.
Stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, so what are the buzz? The folks in New York City, what's the approach that people are taking to this. This is going to be a great conversational topic on some of the talk radio shows.
It definitely is. But, you know, I mean, after the sugary soda ban,
yeah.
I think people are kind of expecting anything at this point. Though the thing is that this law is not a new one. And I'll tell you why. More than 20 years ago when, even more than 30 years ago when we had the restaurant in Manhattan, we would close down for the month of July. And one time when we closed down, they accidentally delivered all the loaves of Italian bread to us, like five huge bags of Italian bread, you know, a couple of hundred loaves. And so I remember I called up the bakery saying, hey, look, we're closed. You know, they said, oh, we're so sorry we made a mistake. And I said, well, can I return them? He says, no, just throw them out. And to throw them out to me was just sacrilegious. I mean,
yeah.
You don't throw out food.
No.
So I started to call up all of the homeless shelters and the soup kitchens in the area saying, hey, look, I've got like, you know, 200 loaves of Italian bread here. It's fresh. It was just delivered. Can I bring it over to you? And I was not allowed to do it because it has to be, even though we were a restaurant and we did have health department certification, we were not certified to give away food in that manner, and I couldn't give the food away.
Really?
I couldn't give those bread loaves away. So this is not a new law.
But you could walk down the street and hand it to the homeless. You just couldn't give it to a shelter.
Right, to a shelter. But even, you know, technically that too, I remember when we used to do a lot of catering. You know, at the end of any catering, you always have roast beef and ziti and bread and all sorts of stuff left over. And by law, you have to throw it out. You are not allowed to reuse the stuff.
How ridiculous.
So what we would do is we would make up sandwiches, like roast beef sandwiches, and there'd be tons of coffee left over. So we'd make up hot cups of coffee, and I would give it to two of the kitchen workers who knew where a lot of the homeless were, and we would hand out bags with the sandwiches and the coffee to them. But technically, we were not allowed to do that because we were not certified for that sort of service.
Arrest me.
And this is like 30 years ago. This is nothing new. This is not something that...
Yes, Your Honor, I am guilty for handing out food to the poor.
Actually did. He's just enforcing an old law, basically.
All right. Well, it's worth it.
You know what he should be doing? He should be getting rid of that old law instead of enforcing it.
Yeah, but, and this is actually a case, though. I mean, that might be an old law about health standards, but his new thing is about nutritional bans, and it's about salt, fat, and fiber, and they can't be given away or donated if it doesn't meet standards.
Standards, right.
And if there's no way for them to check the standards of bagels or even carrot stew, which was one of the other items that they were not allowed to give away, which sounds pretty healthy to me, they just have to dump it.
But on the other Think of it this way, though. How do you know whether or not this food is fresh or not? And how do you know if some psycho, you know, wants to say, well, let's just get rid of the homeless. I want to put arsenic in everything.
But you know what? That's not the issue. The issue is the education. It has nothing to do with health.
The issue is government control over people trying to help.
I'm wondering how much of that, because they can't say, well, we don't want you to give food to the homeless because it might poison them. So this is being used as the smoke.
Where does it stop, Roberti? I mean, everybody's trying to help in this time of need.
Yeah.
And the government's running in here saying...
Are you going to be afraid of every psycho?
You know what? If you're going to stop people from helping...
I can see both sides of the story.
When a major city in our country takes a hit like this, and you're going to tell people they can't come in and help, you might as well shut down the country.
You know, I have said many times that I'd like to see Michael Bloomberg as president
of
the country, and I think I would rethink that. No, this kind of stuff...
It's too much control.
It's too much government. It really is.
I want to be able to help, and if you tell me I can't help, I don't want you anywhere in my way. Get out of the way.
I appreciate his initiatives to help people get healthy, but there's the thing about preaching that idealism and then enforcing what people do in their private
control.
Life. No.
All right, so there you have the latest from New York, folks. And now...
It really makes my skin
Do we cold. Need okay. to spend time talking about David Petraeus and his mistress? Is there ever... the only thing that I was surprised is that Richie didn't know who Paula Broadwell was.
No, I did. I just said it. I mean, we've been hearing her names for 48 hours now, so...
But is there anything new to this? Why is the FBI investigating the CIA? That's what I want to know.
Because there were emails, there were people being harassed from an email address that Petraeus has, and they were investigating where those harassing emails were coming from because they were worried that they were... that she was somehow tapping into his government
and could
protected
be
emails.
Squealing on CIA secrets.
Right.
All right, I still think there's something smelly about this.
There's a whole lot of, hey, let me tell you something. The black helicopters are flying all over the place right now.
Exactly.
There's a whole lot of conspiracy theorists out here.
Is this a sexist question? Probably. This woman, attractive, that seems to be the way every news guy, before the story starts or ends, this guy, whoever the news, if it's a news man doing it, there's a drool coming out of the left side of his mouth. I don't think she's that attractive myself, but that's just me.
I'd be on your side.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the other thing, we actually had a listener email me and say, not only did this Petraeus thing break after the election, but when they start investigating Benghazi, Hillary Clinton is scheduled to be out of the country. Interesting.
Out of the country.
You know what I don't understand?
No coincidence?
Why can't he still, now he cannot testify on Benghazi. He went to Benghazi last week to get all the information.
But I thought he was going to testify.
He cannot.
Really?
They won't let him now.
Ah.
At least as of yesterday.
Okay, so that maybe there's something, what about that?
Now, if a woman, okay, as a woman, let's just say there is something smelly. Let's say something stinks with this. Do you, as a woman, say, yes, I'll pretend to have an affair with this guy so he can step down with something that's not totally dishonorable, I guess? And do you do that and ruin your reputation to for the good of your cause?
I haven't even really thought about that.
No,
that's a good question.
I don't think that they ever thought. I never thought that there wasn't actually an affair. I always thought there was an affair. But I just think they're using it
to keep him.
What
out
if they're using? What if they made up the affair? Because think about it. Of all the
Obama's
damaging
been elected now. What's the difference? Other than you can make him out to be a big.
It could ruin his legacy.
Yeah. Right. All right. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. That was involuntary.
Where are we here? Looks like 18 after on Good Day.
Yeah.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time for us to review some of the top music from the past 25 years as the Doug Steffen Good Day program is in the celebratory mood. We're into our 25th year. This song goes back to this week in the year 2000, number one music from Madonna. It's called Music. You know this song, Jen Jen?
Yeah, this is Madonna's first foray into this techno thing. This was like the line in the sand between old Madonna and new Madonna.
I don't like it.
This one I was okay with. Everything after it, not so much.
I've been okay with Madonna since 1990.
Could be your age.
The old stuff. I want the old stuff.
Back to this week, last year at this time, Maroon 5 was number one.
Oh, yeah. Big, 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 big hit.
Moves Like Jagger. What do you know about this, Jennifer?
I know. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. No, this was a massive hit.
Yeah, it was a huge hit. And they used this, they sampled this song in many commercials. You probably heard it, even if you don't know the song per se.
What did I say about them when I heard them last week? They sounded like Coldplay a bit.
Was
there somebody else? That new song that they have.
Yeah. Adam Levine has a very distinct voice. You can usually tell when it's Maroon 5.
Adam Levine from The View. I mean, from The Voice.
Is it just me, Jen, or have they gotten even poppier than they were when they first started? Were they a little rockier?
Sure. They were rockier before. Now they're definitely more popish.
All right. Pop music is good. I like it. Number one from this week in 2002, Justin Timberlake. Like I Love You.
From his solo.
He and his new wife, Roberta, were in New York this weekend helping the homeless. They went to some shelter and gave out food for Saturday afternoon, I think it was.
Then the mayor came down and told them they couldn't hand out food
anymore. Yeah, right. Number one from this week in 1991. Bryan Adams. Sampling of some of the pop music over the past 25 years, mostly from the last decade here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Fallout from the election continues. Here's the story from Georgia. Details coming out on Facebook. There's a mood of relief and joy. And that's, well, some corners there is. In other corners there is sadness and despair. The limited number of candidates at the voters' disposal caused a number of people to be written in. You know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Write in candidates?
Sure.
Unless you choose your own. And this is the scenario in northern Georgia. 4,000 people voted for Charles Darwin for Congress. Charles Darwin has been dead for 143 years. He was the bard of the evolutionary theory, you know, Darwin's theory of evolution.
Oh, dear.
4,000 people voted for him in North Georgia for Congress. Darwin.
How did 4,000 people come together on Charles Darwin? Was somehow he illegally put on the ballot? Was
no,
there
it was
some,
all there, it was a write-in campaign.
Was there some kind of
somebody
robo
initiated?
Call?
No, somebody initiated it.
It just seems like a high number.
Yeah, well, probably as a joke.
To test it as a joke. Yeah. Vote for Charles Darwin. He stands for this, that, or the other thing.
Wow!
You remember the caller that I played last week, Richie? We've got it there somewhere. Guy had never voted in his life. He was 56 years old. He got to the eighth grade. And the other 11 members of his family didn't get as far in school as he did, and none of them have ever voted at all for anything.
Wow.
There are those. There's a lot of discussion, Roberta, about New York and how to protect it from storms.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there is a lot of studying going on now, all of a sudden, to redo the infrastructure around New York City. Do you know how much that's going to cost?
Oh, billions.
And then what is the real result of doing it? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont protective clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Armistice Day yesterday. Today is the 12th because of the federal mandate to have Monday holidays, give people a three-day weekend. Here we go again. This is the Day of Remembrance, the end of World War One, the 11-11 on the 11th of the 11th month. So the armistice was signed at 11:11 a.m. On the 11th day of the 11th month,
right,
1918. France. And so all of this from that point to now telescoped. Our minds are on the men and women who are and have been of service to our country. I spent a lot of time on Friday, and I don't want to rehash that same material, how badly treated our veterans are. We pause for a moment to think about the Purple Heart Service Foundation, for example, doing a lot of good work. Why is it people keep asking themselves that we have a government agency or two or three or four? As a matter of fact, this kind of brings me around to something I'd like your input on. 800-510-8255. Jennifer, you may want to ask this question on our Facebook page. Understanding how, I guess I'd use the term or the phrase out of control government bureaucracies are, and the Veterans Administration is just a perfect example of the overall overcooked reality that we live in our country. Much of this has to do with September 11th, the things that are and have been born of that day, the realities that are a part of our country. The Petraeus thing brings us around to thinking, okay, FBI, CIA, did you know that we have 17 intelligence agencies like the FBI and the CIA? Did you know we have 263 intelligence task forces producing 50,000 reports a year? Most of the information completely ignored by politicians, bureaucrats, and the news media. There are 1,271 government organizations, 1,931 private companies working on programs related to counterterrorism, homeland security, and intelligence at 10,000 locations in our country. Do you realize what that costs you? There are so many people working on national security that nobody, including the people supposedly in charge of it, knows for certain what exactly they're doing or how much it costs. Richie, you've got them in those office buildings all around you.
Right next to me. You are staring right there at the building across the street.
854,000 people, a number greater than the population of the Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, have top secret security clearances. 854,000. There were some of the, I'm looking at a report called Top Secret America, the world the government created after September 11th. This thing has become so large, so unwieldy, so secretive that nobody knows how much money it costs. There isn't one member of Congress that knows. The so-called black ops organizations, somewhere around $40 billion a year, but nobody's quite sure because no one has, including the president, a handle on all these. Can you believe this? There's an ongoing investigation right now, perhaps the most damning revelation. About a third of the positions in the intelligence agencies are staffed by private contractors that make, on average, twice what government employees make. We have outsourced the private military contractors. We've heard all those stories about those guys. But now we're outsourcing intelligence work the same way. And there's a who's who of who's friends of what congressman and senator on these lists. What do you think about outsourcing this stuff? And back again to the Petraeus thing, the reason he's out supposedly is because they were worried about the girlfriend leaking sensitive information. Hello?
Well, she may have already done that.
What did she reveal?
There's a reporter who's been digging into this Benghazi thing. Her name is Jennifer Griffin.
Yeah.
Fox News Channel. So.
Right. Consider the source.
Yeah. But she's been digging into this, and apparently Jennifer Broadwell made a speech in Denver.
Is it Jennifer or is Paula?
Paula Broadwell.
Yeah.
Jennifer Griffin.
Yeah.
Made a speech in Denver a while back and said that the real secret behind Benghazi, or she didn't say the real secret behind Benghazi. She said the real secret, or the real reason for the attack, was a secret CIA annex prison in Benghazi, and they were looking to get those prisoners out. So this is just flying around on Twitter right now. So now they're speculating as to whether Paula Broad,
heard you.
Well. Yes. Knew this because of Petraeus and accidentally released information.
Lots of stuff happens on Pillow Talk. You know as well as I do some men's libido based on how important they are. And this is a way to turn women on? Maybe. Who knows? My guess is that there is a lot more here, and the reason it didn't come out before the election is because there's incriminating evidence that suggests these people knew a lot more than they knew, which would have caused them to lose the election had this testimony or this information come out. Pretty dramatic stuff.
You know, the whole Benghazi thing, don't you think? I mean, the thing that bugs me the most, I mean, obviously, well, this bugs me the most because, you know, it happened. Right. But in the after effects, what gets me is that the current administration tried to blame it on that filmmaker. Now, that guy is not doing himself any favors. I don't think he's a great guy. He's in jail now. But they could have killed that guy. I mean, he could have had a bullet in his head because that's who they blamed these protests on.
Right.
And
he's
no one
still
seems
in jail.
To be real. He's in jail, but no one seems to be talking about that fact that they tried to make this guy a scapegoat for something that really didn't have anything to do with him.
And even though they've admitted it wasn't the movie, he's still in jail.
Right. Isn't that odd? I mean, nobody's talking about that, though.
Well,
but
this is the country doesn't follow due process anymore. We don't.
Well, he's in jail for unrelated charges.
Yeah.
Right. Like, okay, sure. Skipping out on his child support or something like that.
It's convenient. Handy how they can find those things now when they need them. Right?
Big Brother's watching.
This whole thing is just something not...
Worm time. It's worm time. Squirming and worming. That's what it is. Justice will be served, though, Richie. Justice. We'll have justice.
Okay.
The halls of justice.
All right. I believe you.
Smart mom tip of the day, Jennifer.
Yes.
Who do we have? Last week's winners were Beverly Price, Char Mobley.
Correct.
Deborah Burkhalter.
Yes.
Deb Schroeder, Julie Paradiso. So it's time for us to start a new week. whereby we will give away these Visa gift cards every single day for your own special enjoyment. You do whatever you want. What we're doing, the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read has decided they want to underscore how important moms are, because it may be out of focus, so much attention being given to football. Where's mom?
Yeah, dads get their time, so right. We want our time. Well, I'm not a mom yet, but someday I will be, and I'll want my time.
Right.
All right, so today's big tip I love, 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 because you guys know how I am about birthdays. I love remembering people's birthdays. I love celebrating mine. I love celebrating others. Joni Collins Thompson wrote in that she has two boys, and on each of their first birthdays, she made them a birthday banner out of a white sheet and painted happy birthday with their name.
A white sheet?
Well, not like that.
Did it have eye holes in it?
You guys are terrible. Then she hangs each child's banner up on every one of their birthdays, and their friends and family sign it. And so each year it's this collective, big, huge birthday card that hangs in their room. Isn't that the coolest thing ever? And it's something for them to take with them, and you know, when they're adults, to look back on all of their birthdays. I think it's a very cool idea.
Right, and who is responsible for that?
That's Joni Collins Thompson. So big
Joni
white sheet, happy birthday to your kid, and then sign it from
Collins
year to year.
Thompson, right?
Joan Collins.
Is the winner of the day. Gets a $25 Visa gift card for use any way she would like to use it in conjunction with celebrating the 25 years of Good Day. Folks at Visa have given us these $25 gift cards to use so that you can feel appreciated. All you have to do is submit your Smart Mom Tip of the Day to Facebook. Let's see, facebook.com/Good Day Show would be a good place to start. Or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. We'll pick the winning Smart Mom Tip of the Day every day. Jennifer's in charge of that, so send them along to facebook.com/Good Day Show. And let's see if we can make some more people smile. Very helpful stuff. It's great, great information. Speaking of great information, the book 101 Recipes for Beauty by Beauty Authority David Pollack, available free. I like to give away free things. All you have to do is go to a specific website, justaskdavid.com/Doug, and request 101 recipes for beauty. What this does is connect the things that you eat to how you look. It's really very clever. I noticed in here's a recipe there. You like this, Roberta, a recipe for cranberry sauce lip balm.
Mm.
And so there are, and this is, you can make them in here. The folks at Pure Attitude are very interested in helping you out in any way, shape, or form. That's why they've made this three-piece skin essential kit available, a purifying rice face wash, the Hydro Drench moisturizing gel cream, the Multi-Effects eye cream. All of the products are clinically tested, hypoallergenic. They have taken, at Pure Attitude, kind of a radical approach to beauty by replacing water in the hydrating complex with a very interesting patent-pending technology. Essentially, vitamins, antioxidants, and vital nutrients are all a part of this new line. And all of the, there are three different products that you can get right now. It's an $88 package. You'd pay $144 for them if you bought them one-on-one. But the this is the Pure Attitude three-step skin essentials kit is the wash, the rice wash. It's a cream for your face and a cream for your eyes. Not available in stores. You pay $88. Three-piece kit, usually $144. Now yours for $88. Go to justaskdavid.com. Pretty easy thing to remember, right? justaskdavid.com/Doug and tell them you want the new breakthrough in technology. Or better yet, order it 941-505-2631. Is that too fast, Richie?
Do it again, please.
941-505-2631.
Got it.
To order the product, the book, or you can go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating in essence a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book, The Great Debasement, a $20 value, free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
All right, so let me just go back for a moment or two with all of us paying attention to the moment of silence that occurs every year, fewer and fewer people sadly acknowledging at 11:11, and it would have been yesterday or today, either day would be appropriate, when the U.S. and France signed the deal, England as well, to end World War One. What unfortunately happened in that armistice, is that the right way to pronounce it? The armistice. The seeds for World War II were sown because Wilson wasn't really right, and the advice that came was very punitive against the Germans. So it didn't work, obviously. So we find ourselves back shortly after this thing. And within 10 years, Hitler had risen to power, and you all saw what happened after that. There were a lot of things that were, I think, learned from that lesson. One of the things that I find most compelling is the story of the unknown soldier. The soldiers that are, and there are hundreds. Isn't that the story of Saving Private Ryan?
No.
It was the brother of somebody. There were three brothers in the family.
And then two got killed, so they were going to pull the last one.
Right, exactly. But we all know that there are many soldiers who unfortunately got lost in whatever the incursion was. I don't know if we still have them, though, from Iraq. Do we have them from Afghanistan? Things are better now. They keep better track of the men, and there aren't as many men involved.
Well, with DNA, they can...
Yeah, right. So that's not likely to happen again.
Right.
So, I don't know. The unknown soldiers, a separate group of people that need to be acknowledged. So many people that need to be acknowledged today. Somehow or other, if you see somebody in a uniform, give them a salute, will you? 51 after the hour, and good day.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Sound of Adele from the movie that was number one at the box office this weekend, Skyfall. Don't they, no matter what, we can certainly tell her voice, but all these themes for the James Bond movies have that sort of eeriness to them, don't they?
Kind of slow, very sexy.
And the opening sequence, you know, where they all do the Bond, where it goes from a live scene to kind of this animated, very kind of murky, watery type thing.
Yeah, right.
It was so true to form. It stayed right in the James Bond.
You got what you
classic.
Expected from it. That's what you
this
want.
This song sounds very Bondish. The opening is very Bondish.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I had the opportunity to see it. They do a great job at kind of paying tribute to the old Bond films with many kind of tips of the hat back to the old ones.
Well, that's what
neat.
They need to do. They need to have the old with the new, because that's how the establishment first movie, 1962. You realize that?
Yeah.
This franchise is 50, what, 60? Is that 50? No, 50 years old.
50 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was very cool to see some of the tips to the hat back to the old ones.
You know, the box office was huge, and it's worldwide, but it's really interesting how the franchise, you know, like anything else in life that goes that long, has had, you know, big ups and downs, and it survived the Timothy Dalton Bond films. Although I like those movies, they really did not do well at the box office, and many felt it would be the death knell of the franchise, but, you know, it resurrected itself with Pierce Brosnan.
But George Lazenby also.
Well, he did the one Bond film. Yeah. But you know what? That was on Her Majesty's Secret Service. There's still many fans who regard that as the best script of all the Bond movies.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which Bond was that? That was...
Blofeld.
Yeah, no, that was Blofeld.
It was Roger Moore, wasn't
Roger
it?
Roger Moore was the Bond. Wasn't he in that one?
No, that was just George Lazenby.
Oh, that was it?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. There was seven. Sean Connery did seven. Roger Moore did seven. And then Brosnan, Dalton did three. Brosnan did three.
Yeah. The oldest James Bond in the movie was Roger Moore. I think he did A View to a Kill when he was 50. I think he was 58 years old when he did A View to Kill.
Really?
Which was his last. The first was Live and Let Die, which is the first Bond film I ever seen in a movie.
That's funny.
1976.
a good part of the movie in this one is they talk about how Bond is getting too old to be a 007 agent.
Right.
You know, they even question him back at headquarters as to whether
he can
still
do it. Isn't this the last one that Judy Dench is him?
I'd
say one thing about questioning Daniel Craig's age, though. I don't know if he drinks only milk, but he's aged a little hard since Casino Royale.
Really? Does he look bad?
He's hardened. I think he's aged.
His face looks, definitely hardened.
Really?
Yeah, and Judy Dench will not be back for another one.
Right.
Thanks for giving it away, Rich.
Well, no, that's what I thought. But didn't they bring somebody else in?
Right in the trades.
Didn't they bring somebody? Who they brought in to be him?
It's a guy named Mallory. It's Ray Fiennes.
Oh, Ray Fiennes. Yeah. Right, I thought that it was. Okay, so Chucker, you're going to give us a review of... no, you didn't see it, so Richie's the one. Yeah, I didn't see it either. Yeah. I wanted to see it.
Here's your review. Go see it.
So
it's great. It's one of the best
Bond
movies I've ever seen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it, Rich?
I mean, I'd never give anything a 10, I don't think, so I'd give it a 9.
Okay.
It's. I mean, from the moment the movie starts, it's got your attention.
It's what the James Bond stuff is all about.
Yeah,
it's
and I will tell you, one friend on my Facebook post about it said it's not animated, meaning she doesn't have to go see an animated movie with her kids. But the thing it made me think about is all the CGI stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't look fake in any way. All of the stuff still looks real. When they're riding the motorcycles on the rooftops, and when they, when they have the helicopter, it all looks real. Nothing looks fake about it, and it's very... It's a lot of fun.
All right, Chuck, what else happened at the box office this weekend?
Well, anyway, Skyfall did a huge $87 million at the box office here in the U.S. It's done $550 million worldwide.
Ooh.
Since being released a week ago. That's pretty impressive stuff.
Sure,
Wreck-It Ralph placed second, $33 million. Denzel Washington's Flight, third, $15 million. Argo, fourth, $6.785 million in 4 weeks of release. And Taken 2 ran out the top five. Twilight opens Thursday night at 10 p.m., which is the final installment of that franchise. Nobody's going to mistake that, though, for high art, but it'll have a huge audience.
The previous best Bond opening was Quantum of Solace, which was $67.5 million. That was the first one for Daniel Craig, wasn't it?
Second one, which was not well received.
So we have this is the third one. We haven't had a Bond movie for 4 years.
Yeah,
can that be true?
MGM went through all those bankruptcy problems.
Wow, my God, I didn't think of it that long. 59 after. Thanks, Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.